con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of August. And we'll see if the old Farmer's Almanac is right when they say that this month, the eighth month of the year, is going to be cooler than normal.
I hope they're right.
I do, too, because it's definitely got warm. We got some hot fishing news for you. Veteran coastal fishing guide, longtime friend, Captain Lynn Smith, Back Bay Guide Service, is going to be joining us. And we're going to talk specifically about San Antonio Bay. Absolutely amazing complex that has some massive, massive reefs that you can get on top of and wade along and cast out over the edge. You can wade on the outside and cast up to the reef. And just some other tips from this very, very knowledgeable veteran captain. Plus, we've got news from around the state as well as the nation. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
KXYZ time, 27 minutes before 10 o'clock.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how'd they do that?
Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. In downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. Try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. It's time to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, East Main in downtown Kilgore, and at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Marked by a fleet for mankind.
It's where Texas broadcast history lives.
You tell them that old cousin Tom Sherwood, that he sent you, will you?
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And tell you what, weather has been in the forefront of many, many people's minds.
Oh, yes.
Particularly in South Texas. It's amazing. The rainfall that occurred a couple of weeks ago in Central Texas.
Right.
It took weeks, 10 days for it to move on down, and this weekend, the Frio and particularly the Nueces River, still in a flood stage.
Okay.
We're seeing Choke Canyon that looked like what's wrong with Choke Canyon?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no water and coming into it. But there's water coming into it now. Medina Lake, that was just a few weeks ago, was down to about 2.5% of its capacity, is now approaching the, I believe it's 30% mark.
Well, so, I saw something, you know better than I on this one, but I saw something that was actually sort of sad. Someone said online that now we have another year to figure out our water problem in Corpus.
That's the short-sightedness of this of this council.
Right.
And that's true.
Yeah.
In fact, they actually call that, and the local ABC affiliate, KIII, made the call, or they reported the call, about 10 days before the rain actually started falling.
Ah.
Purely on forecast.
Right.
So, Bob, they were relying on your, you know, information weather sources.
Really?
Know.
Mine.
Okay. Wow.
And that's really a shame. And they really should take in consideration the old way of working both on power, pulling from the grids,
mm-hmm.
as well as water resources. It needs to be a cooperative effort.
Right.
Just because the industry, you know, certainly generates dollars,
mm-hmm.
so does the recreational value of our waterways.
Absolutely. And, sure.
You know, even though it was not designed for that purpose. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Here in the Lone Star State, we've got... We're actually making a transition. Hot period of the year. We know that fall doesn't occur until about the 21st of September.
Mm.
So we got a few more weeks. But folks, just remember, every day that passes, we're a little bit closer to cooler weather.
Oh, indeed.
And
there's hope. There's always hope.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got any news from the national scene?
Out there, yeah. This is... interesting, but it's from our game wardens, okay? They criminally charged a woman after several dead animals were found in her home, including federally protected birds. I mean, this I hope they string her up. Earlier in July, Anderson County game warden received a tip from Operation Game Thief about someone who was in possession of protected wildlife illegally. After receiving the tip, the Anderson County game wardens and the Navarro County game wardens intervened with the woman who allegedly had the illegal animals. Woman allowed them to search her home. While inside her residence, game wardens reported that the following animals were found inside her freezers: a crested caracara, a red-tailed hawk, two red-shouldered hawks, two great horned owls, a northern cardinal, two otters, a bobcat, a white-tailed fawn, a groundhog, and other protected wildlife. She was then charged with unlawful possession of bird parts, possession of the alligator with no hunting license, hunter safety regulation violations, possession of white-tailed deer parts without a wildlife resource document. That's probably some fairly healthy fines there, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, and what's really sad is the attitude of, oh, they won't miss them.
Oh, yeah, come
you
on.
Know, and, hey, it does, I don't have to play by yeah. those rules.
What are you going to do with them, too? I mean, what was their thing? I'm going to make a necklace? I don't know. That's, you know.
Yeah, well, it's
terrible.
There are those people.
Those, them.
You mentioned...
her hair is probably purple, too.
Report coming in from Operation Game Thief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back on July 25th, around 6:15 a.m., Texas game wardens in Nueces and Kleberg County responded to a vessel collision at the Bird Island Basin boat ramp on the Laguna Madre in Kleberg County. A John boat with three occupants collided with a center console, resulting in a 16-year-old boy being ejected from the John boat. Unfortunately, he did not survive.
Oh.
Obviously, thoughts and prayers are with the young man's family during this difficult time. Texas Game Warden's Boat Accident Reconstruction Team is investigating the collision. As this is an open investigation, no additional information be released at the time. And, of course, appreciation goes to the Kleberg County Sheriff's Office, Padre Island National Seashore, Rangers, Corpus Christi Police Department, and Corpus Christi Fire Department, U.S. Border Patrol. Just a comment. First off, why didn't the young man, even if he was 16 years of old, which he's not required to have, why wouldn't he wear a PFD? He's in a yacht John boat. Know that there are fast boats ripping across the upper Laguna Madre. Don't know what kind of lights, if any, were there on the John boat. And as far as the center console, slow it down. You know, at first light, just real simple. Mm-hmm. Your visibility's not there. You don't need to impress your buddies. You know what your boat will do.
Right.
And who's at fault? Don't know. But an accident occurred and a life was lost. It's real simple.
And it could have been avoided.
It could have. It certainly could have. And for someone that operates a small craft, kayak, things of that nature, just remember, you're smaller than most of the boats
you're,
out
you're
there.
You're closer to the water.
Yeah, right. So, you know. Stay to the edge. Stay to the right side. Mm. You got anything else before we run out of time on this segment?
Well, Nashville, real quick, friends of the ATF, but ORCID is a provider of FFL technology solutions. Analyzed the ATF's annual firearms manufacturing exportation report for 24. That's the most recent data available at present. Industry's top 30 domestic firearms manufacturers. They estimate these 30 collectively are responsible for 88% of the firearms made in that particular year. Other interesting findings from their analysis include the top three manufacturers for total firearms, still Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and Sig Sauer, but Smith moved into second ahead of Sig. Ruger was first in total firearm production for the third year in a row. The top four pistol manufacturers were unchanged, Sig Sauer, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and Glock. Ruger, Savage, Henry, Smith & Wesson, and Palmetto State Armory maintain their positions as the top five rifle brands, with Ruger moving into the first ahead of Savage. Mossberg held its first-place rank for shotguns for the fifth straight year, with Beretta moving into second. And Ruger, Glock, Sig Sauer, Smith & Wesson, and Mossberg were the top overall firearms exporters for 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's check on the this week's CCA Star Tournament leaderboard, Harold.
All right, we'll start off with our favorite category. That's the Little Nippers. That's the Star Kids Scholarship Division. They're vying for a $30,000 scholarship. They pay down four more places, $20,000, $15,000, $7,500, and $2,500. Sheep's Head leader, Faith Lavender, who is 9 with a 5-pound 11-ouncer. Gaff Top leader, 5-pound 15-ounces, Hudson Fakeney, who is 7.
In the Starstein...
Starsteens?
Yeah, Starteen Scholarship Division. Sheep's Head leader... Zoe DuBose, 8 pounds, 14 ounce, Gaff Top leader, and at 5 pound, 8 ounce, caught by Kenley Jordan.
Okay, the inshore division. This is by weight. They're vying for boat packages, which is kind of cool. Sheepshead leader, 9 pound, 15 ounce, Ramon Zapata. Gaff Top, 5 pound, 15 ounce, Oren Ellis Jr. Black Drum, 14 pound, 2 ounce, Rosalind Biano.
In the Hoffpower offshore division, Kingfish, 30 pound minimum, Daniel Rowe. Leads at 43 pounds, 5 ounce. Dorado leader, 20-pound minimum, Tate Schuster. And then the Ling or Cobia, 50-pound minimum. Ruben Hinojosa Jr. leads at 68 pounds, 6 ounces. Red Snapper leader, 20-pound minimum. Robert Beige, 22 pounds even.
Okay, in our Ford dealers' red tag division, and they've got all those tagged redfish out there. They want you to catch them, and if you catch one and you qualify and you pass the polygraph, you're going to get a new Ford F-150, Haney boat, Mercury motor, Coastline trailer, and a lot of new friends. And right now, certified Matthew Silva Sr., Michael Keene, Connor Stevens, and Bradley Sutton.
In the blue tag division for a transport boat Mercury Coastline package. All three boat packages have been certified. Alejandro Gonzalez, Riley Kutik, Andres Garcia have all passed their polygraph. And Karim Garza is the new entry. Going to pick up one of those nice Academy gift cards. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets in the outdoor report. So y'all stick around.
America's best-selling truck for 49 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 49 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 49 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did, because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits and just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting in a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Spring Cypress Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got some at my place I've had over 20 years. They're still doing their job. And last season, I installed the next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie downs, their new cottonseed feeder, and other accessories at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it is The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. Dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can order online at blind.com. Or you can also visit one of its dealers.
Ah.
That's Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. D&D Hardware in LaGrange, Ebar Feeds two locations, Gonzales and Hallettsville, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury. You've got Southwest Hay and Feed in Mission, West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo, Wilford Enterprises in Koontz, and Buna.
All right. Well, let us check the Texas Outdoors Journal Hunting and Fishing Times. This weekend and Monday, a trio of fair days. Tuesday and Wednesday are good ones. Thursday and Friday are our two best days of the week. Next Saturday, another fair day, with next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. Monday and Tuesday, we'll see this major feeding period of the day occurring from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continuing to forage until mid to late morning. Next Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be actively feeding from either side of sunrise until just after the noon hour. On Wednesday, August the 5th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. This Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, there will be a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday's another three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Thursday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high, one low each day.
All right, on the coast, we've got an example of just how massive the Texas coastal area is, because on the upper Texas coast, not a lot of rain, not a lot of runoff, and some good fishing's been had. From over in southwest Louisiana, Lake Calcasieu, Sabine Lake, and the entire Galveston Bay complex down to Matagorda. Captain Tommy Kuntz says the Matagorda, the Colorado River is a little off color, but you fish the conditions that are current when you're there. Don't go to this spot. Read the water and figure out what you need to do. And the reason I mentioned reading the water and water clarity, water salinity level, is that has a difference. Now, down around, Nueces Bay, I don't know what's going to be released, if any. If they're smart, they're going to hold all the water,
right,
and not worry about the downstream flow, I'm trying
right.
to say.
Right.
Because there was area rains that gave a freshwater influx.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to release water.
Right.
Let the lakes fill up. You
Please.
Know, build, yes, right. build those reserves back up. If there is a downstream flow, and of course that's a hypersaline area, then you're going to be looking at fishing below the freshwater that's sitting on top of the bay waters to get down to the saltier water where the fish will be holding. Great fishing down in the down to the land cut, down below the land cut, in the land cut, all the way down to South Bay and the jetties here at Port Isabel are just absolutely phenomenal fishing and a variety of fish. Anybody that fishes the Texas coast, and I was guilty of this as a young man, a teenager,
right.
and a young adult, I grew up fishing the Galveston Bay complex, and I fished that area different places. Then I made a move to the mid-coast. My goodness.
Yeah.
What a difference the world makes.
Ah.
And then you get down with all the different species in the lower Laguna Madre, and when everybody said, they're reducing the limits and it's going to put us out of business, it didn't happen. What it did is it gave more variety.
Ah.
That's just part of it. Still no word from either the state or the feds if we've reached our allowable catch on red snapper. And as soon as we hear, we're going to let you know. So until we can still fish out beyond 9 nautical miles, but you can also maybe save some fuel and fish out to 9 nautical miles and get better size limits and, bag limits.
Right.
Heading to inland lakes, I tell you what, if you really want to see how things change, monitor Texas Outdoors Journal website for anglers, freshwater, and go to the water data of Texas and see where the levels are holding or rising. You can follow that trend, and it's really exciting to see so many lakes at 100% capacity.
Oh, yes.
You can look at the Highland Lake chain. Go up to Buchanan and just drop right on down to Travis, and they're all at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've ever seen that. We mentioned Medina. We mentioned what's taking place on Choke Canyon and Corpus Christi. Falcon is just on a slow rise. Continues to go up. Amistad Reservoir is coming up. Up in the High Plains, O.H. Ivy, not really big rise, but we're going to get some more weather. We're going to get some more weather before this year's out, and those lakes are going to refill with plenty of opportunities, and you'll see a transition. One thing to keep in mind, we talk about reading the water. Look at your water temperature gauge. That water, the downstream influx, probably going to make the water a little bit cooler than normal, okay? And so that may accelerate the fall fishing and the shallow bite once we get into September. on the hunting side. Got hunting seasons that now are in their home stretch. And that's for the South Zone javelina season and the other county for squirrel. You've got dove season, 31 days, Harold.
Yeah.
31 days until we can smell the, you know, spent gunpowder, you know, which is really, really exciting.
And soon we can buy our licenses.
On the 15th of the month.
Yeah.
Exactly. Speaking of what we can buy, this weekend, August 1st, is the first deadline for the drawn hunts.
Ah.
Okay? And so you can monitor that. 1st and 15th is typically the deadline for entry, and you can keep up with that at Texas Parks and Wildlife's website. You have a vehicle, you said.
I do. Yeah, I do. It's neat. It's neat. It's the 26 Toyota RAV4 GR Sport all-wheel drive compact SUV.
What does GR4 stand for?
GR. GR4. Grand Race? I don't know. I didn't bother checking that out. Anyhow.
Okay. That's just curious.
It's got a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, but it's mated to a hybrid engine, and you can plug it in. You don't have to plug it in. But it together, it pumps at 324 horsepower. Now, it's got a CVT, or continuously variable transmission, which I am not a fan of, but it does have paddle shifters if you want to have that shifting sensation. But the thing, shockingly, gets 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. I mean, it is major rapid, and you've got different drive modes. I mean, you can actually hit a race button if you want to. 585-mile range. I said 585-mile range, which I do like a lot. Thing actually is very capable. I mean, Toyota makes great stuff. All the safety features that you would want, including one of my favorites, which is the panoramic view monitor. So it gives you a 360-degree look, which is just great. A lot of good old LED stuff, 20-inch multi-spoke black wheels. All your CarPlays, all your plug-ins, heated front seats, which I like, heated steering wheels, which I really, really like. Two-tone exterior paint job, a little uptick on this thing. Black chrome wheel locks, which is nice, low-profile crossbars. Skid plates, it's got trail modes, snow modes, a lot of stuff going for it. Great looking, very capable. I think it's a little pricey, though, for a compact, because it's Bob money at $51,000. But it is well-built, as Toyota does. Check it out if you're interested. The 26 RAV4 GR Sport Compact Plug-in Hybrid All-Wheel Drive.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going fishing. San Antonio Bay with Captain Lynn Smith, Back Bay Guide Service, right after this.
All across our state, groups of everyday Texans are volunteering to adopt a highway and pick up litter. But what kinds of groups?
Girl Scout Troop 823.
The Soulmates Running Club.
Sigma Delta Nu Fraternity.
The Open Road Warriors.
Jefferson High Glee Club.
The Flock Stars Bird Watchers.
Shh.
Literally thousands of groups are pitching in, but we still need yours. Adopt your 2 miles today. Get started at don'tmesswithtexas.org. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their new 52,000-square-foot headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was a focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag is the home of bad cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus deliver as well. Plus, whatever your needs might be, whether it is for domestic or repairs, plumbing, electrical, hardware, hand tools, or maybe for the arena or on the range.
Don't forget the steak. That's amazing.
Harold likes the Wagyu steak. Yes, they have that. And what impresses both of us is that they can actually bag your tested samples of soil and what actually the shortfalls may be.
Right.
That's just amazing.
Customize your seed.
Yeah. It's not trying to make something fit what you do or don't have.
Right.
This is specifically blended for you. For ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on SpearAg's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Mentioned at the top of the program, our guest today, Lynn Smith, Captain Lynn Smith, longtime friend, veteran coastal guide, known this man for a long time, learned a lot over the years from him. And Lynn, I got to brag on you. I shared it with you when we set this up, but years ago, ran across a school of redfish, and they were moving along through gold, silver, couldn't get them to bite for anything. And I told you later on, you go, did you try a black spoon? and that's still one of your go-to baits, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, you know, long time in Port O'Connor and fishing that area of the coast, but I see you've been dropping a little bit further south and fishing those massive reefs in San Antonio Bay. I mean, do you spend much time, or is it just a seasonal time when that bay really turns on around the reefs?
Well, I try to go over there as much as I can, and I love fishing those reefs. I mean, it just doesn't get much better than that, you know. Especially off the end of the reefs, one end to the other. I mean, there's a ton of these reefs out there, some of which are right on the surface, just below the surface. And, boy, you can get in trouble quick if you don't have a GPS with a satellite picture on it, satellite chip. But there's a lot of reefs in that bay. You can fish all week and never fish all these reefs, I guarantee you.
Let me ask you, is there a time of year, water temperature, clarity, fish move into the reefs, or is it truly a year-round fishery?
Well, pretty much year-round. You know, you've got deep water coming right down the middle of it, which is the Intercoastal Canal.
Right.
So fish have a sanctuary there. They can go to deep water if they have to. But San Antonio Bay itself is not shallow by any means. I mean, you know, you can wade these reefs, and you wade off the end of them, and it drops off quick. And so, you know, it's it's pretty much a year-round deal until it gets really cold. And when it gets really cold, I tend to fish. I will fish some of the reefs that are closer to the intercoastal, you know, because of that deep water sanctuary.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about looking at how massive that is, and I have admitted that I definitely feel and act my age. And that's relying on some of the old tools like nautical charts and hook and line, if you can find these things anymore. Map number F116, I'm sitting here in the studio looking at it and looking at San Antonio Bay, but also was amazed to see these on Google Earth when that came on
scene. Oh, okay. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing. And you talk about coming up to the surface. There's times when you get up on top of the reef and wade on top and cast to deeper water, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you can. And what I look for mainly when I'm over there in that bay, and I'm looking at these reefs, I'm looking for several things. Of course, you're always looking for bait. You're always looking for bait action. But 9 times out of 10, you're going to catch your fish off one end of the reef or the other. You know that because of the current. And if there's a current moving in there, if there's any current at all, the fish are going to be off the end of the reefs. And I mean, you can wade the reefs, and you might pick up one here, one there. But when you get to the end, 9 times out of 10, it's much deeper off the end of that reef. And I'll stand basically right there at the end of the reef and cast in that deeper water and work a worm off that and just whack them pretty good.
I know when I started fishing that area, absolutely amazed at how massive the reefs are. I mean, you know, I mean, what has been built up over, I guess, centuries, mm-hmm. you know, that are there. And you mentioned the intercoastal waterway. You've got, you know, over toward the Sea Drift area, you've got that canal that goes up there. So you do have a surrounding of some deeper water.
Right. They try to maintain, like an intercoastal,
uh-huh.
they try to maintain 16 foot depth, and a lot of places it's deeper than that. You know, I have found some of the intercoastals they try to dredge it usually about every 5 years, and because it does start to fill in some in certain areas, but basically you're looking at 16 feet of water, and then some of these reefs go right up to the intercoastal, Panther Reef being one of them. I mean, Panther Reef pretty much comes off of Panther Point and goes towards Sea Drift and goes right across the intercoastal. I mean, they dredged right through Panther Reef when they built the intercoastal. And but anyway, Panther Reef goes past the intercoastal there, about a half mile probably. So that's just one of the reefs that I love to fish. I mean, it's deep water on both sides, and some of that reef has a cut. They'll have a cut through it. Well, if you can find those areas where the cut goes through, those are dynamite spots, I guarantee you.
I was hoping you might bring that up because those are like little secret honey holes for you, right?
Yep, that's right.
You got it. Lynn, real quick, before we run out of time in this segment, Lynn, I'm just curious, what the attractant? I mean, I'm, you know, I'm not really a big fisher person. I defer to Bill on all things in the water. But is it the currents? Is it the attractant of bait? I mean, what pulls them to the reef?
Well, it's the bait. You know, obviously it's the bait, but the bait's going to concentrate around those reefs, and one thing I look for, some of these reefs that are underwater, let's say they may have a water on top of them, what I look for is bait rafting up on top of that reef. That's telling me that the fish are down below, pushing them up, pushing them to the top. So that's that's a good sign right there. If you can see, you can see a reef and that bait's all rafted up along that, along the top of these reefs. Oh my goodness, you know, those fish are down below pushing them up.
All right, hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would hold on, Lynn. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Captain Lynn Smith right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The finest and most complete gunsmithing services in the country are available at Briley Manufacturing in Houston, Texas. Briley can provide all your gunsmithing needs. Their gunsmiths are highly trained to work on your shotguns, handguns, and rifles. Shotgun services include forcing cone lengthening, pad installation, barrel porting, and custom stock fitting. Rifle services include muzzle brakes, custom triggers, optic mounting, and full cleaning. A complete line of handgun services are available, from custom 1911 work to refinishing options for all firearms. Since Briley is the world's leader in manufacturing shotgun chokes and tube sets and builders of custom firearms from scratch like their amazing Raptor 22, if that part needed to fix a family heirloom is not available, they can make it. The vast Briley showroom is always fun to visit, and it's filled with new, used, and rare firearms, plus clothing, accessories, supplies, and more. The best for over 50 years. Visit Briley.com for information and direction. That's Briley, B-R-I-L-E-Y.com.
We continue our conversation with Captain Lynn Smith, Back Bay Guide Service. His website is backbayguideservice.com. Lots of great information to get to know this gentleman, as well as, you know, how and where he fishes. And can tell you that he's also a really good shotgun shot. And he got the buckle to prove it, too, from, you know, wins and tournaments.
Oh.
Hey, Lynn, as we look at the chart, and it's just amazing the way that San Antonio Bay lays out, you've got from South Pass, south of the or east of the Intercoastal Waterway, down to Ayers and Mesquite, you know, Carlos Bay, right there at Cedar Bayou. There's places that are open. You mentioned Panther coming off of Matagorda Island, crossing the, you know, the Intercoastal Waterway. But on that west side, there are so many reefs, and many people, when they talk about reefs or think about reefs, it's small. And until you've been there, I don't think they really understand how massive these reefs are and how much contour and character exist.
Oh, I know. That's very true. And, I mean, it's really dangerous in San Antonio Bay if you don't know where you are. I have run across reefs before they came out with a satellite chip for your GPS and all that. I've actually run across some of these reefs with about 3 inches of water on top of them.
Oh, and ouch.
And you kind of hold your breath as you go over one.
Right.
But, I'm sure there's been a lot of lower units torn up in San Antonio Bay, believe me.
These reefs
are like concrete.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, there's another feature that can influence this bay system, and that's Guadalupe River coming in. You've got Haines Bay and Guadalupe Bay. How much influence does that have, or is it only when Guadalupe is flooding and coming out of its delta and putting fresh water in the bay?
Well, it influences a lot. You know, we need fresh water in the bay.
Right.
And when that water's coming down those rivers, you've got the Guadalupe and the San Antonio River that go together, and they dump in right above Sea Drift there. And I fish those reefs sometimes when there are lily pads floating, you know, harfas floating on along the reefs, and you're still catching trout.
Right.
And I've had customers say, man, I'd have never fished here because of the fresh water coming down. I said, well, the fresh water's on top, but the salt water's down below.
There you go. You talk about a safety aspect. I remember first time I was wading one of the big reefs and was on top. And I thought I'd be real smart and kind of drift, you know, down the side of the reef as it dropped off into deeper water.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, Big Bill, I broke through the reef, you know. And and I'm like, oops, you know, it's kind of like that. What was that as kids that we put our fingers in? The Chinese handcuffs. Handcuffs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Trying to get out. Are you seeing a change with how about shrimp coming out of the Delta area of Haines and Guadalupe when we get into the fall?
That's always good, you know, the shrimp moving down.
Right.
And, I mean, ease along these reefs, and when you're, I'm always looking for bait. I'm always looking for signs, and you can actually see shrimp jumping. You know, boy, that's a killer when you see that. You know, those trout are after them, man, along those reefs. But yeah, the fresh water coming down the rivers and everything from the north side of San Antonio Bay is a big plus. It really is. And now that they have Cedar Bayou open, you have that water flushing that direction going southwest. So you've got some current there, and that water coming out of San Antonio is coming right across those reefs, which it's flushing bait right across those reefs. It just doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know the fish are there.
Absolutely. Hey, we got about a minute before we're out of time, but would be remiss if we didn't address the name of your guide service, Back Bay Guide Service. San Antonio Bay is unique. It's massive. It needs to be seen. It needs to be experienced. But how about fishing in the Back Lake areas? You still do a bit of that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's one of my deals. I love going back in these Back Lakes and chasing those redfish. And, I mean, it's just nothing prettier than seeing them tailing, which they're doing right now, as a matter of fact. We're seeing pods of tailing reds. And what a lot of people don't realize, too, is when you see a pod of tailing reds, there'll be trout in there with them, and there'll be some big trout. I've caught some big trout right out of the middle of a pod of redfish.
Yeah.
So they're in there tailing, too. You see those red tails sticking up, well, then all of a sudden you'll see a black tail come up, you know. Either it's a big trout or a drum, one of the two.
You have a way of getting me excited on the water as well as on the air. Hey, before we're out of time, backbayguideservice.com is your website. Is that the best way for folks to get a hold of you, or is there a phone number or anything else?
Yeah, they can get me at home on my cell phone. That's the easiest way at 361-935-6833.
At number again, 361-935-6833. Lynn Smith, appreciate you, man.
Correct.
I really appreciate all the information you provide.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
Hey, enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay, friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you
We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the outdoor calendar. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, through this Sunday, August the 2nd, the Hunter's Extravaganza of the NRG Reliance Center in Houston. For information, huntersextravaganza.com. Remember that website, because August 7 and 9, the Hunter's Extravaganza is going to be at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall in San Antonio. So go to one of those great events or both of them in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 49 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, you need lighting, friends. Hybrid Lights, the place to go. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lamps, lanterns, more. They hold a charge for 7 years, by the way, and you can charge your phone. Go to hybridlight.com at checkout, add the code Texas20, and they'll give you 20% off and free same-day shipping.
Want to thank our guest today, Captain Lynn Smith, Back Bay Guide Service. Website, backbayguideservice.com. Phone number, 361-935-6833.
Boy, what a lot of information.
Oh, and there's more.
And what a great amount of opportunities. I mean, that chart you had covered the whole table here.
Yeah. That's the reason why I use them.
There you go. Check the website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful stations there. And plus, you can play the show. Just go to listen to our show. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks, your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.